I'm Staff Sergeant Justin Kuhl, and I'm sitting down with Sergeant Rainier, who just got done with the social media forum. And Sergeant, you were the PA advisor to the Sergeant Major of the Army. So pretty cool job, pretty high-level job for our career field. Coming out of the social media forum, you discussed operationalizing senior leader intent. Mm-hmm. And your bullet points were articulate the end state, find your audience, repetitive engagement. And assess.
Yeah.
So can you expound a little bit upon anything that you'd like to with what you discussed?
Yeah, when we talk about engagement, right, I think too quickly we are just like, oh, yeah, I know messaging. I know communications. I know content strategy. I'm just going to start posting. And I think people are so quick to jump into engagement. And I, you know, I tell them, like, hey, we need to post something. Well, what do you want to post? I'm like, well, that's your job. Okay, yes. If you hire me to paint your house, I still need you to tell me what color. I need you to tell me, do you want the trim different? Do you want the door different? Do you want me to paint the whole? Like, you still got to tell me what you're looking for, and then I'll go paint it. I'll paint the heck out of your house. It'll be the best house on the block. But you got to give me a little bit of, you know, you have to understand what that intent is. And that was kind of the purpose there is, you know, as we jump to, as easy it is to just jump into posting and engaging and getting your content out there, why? Why are you doing it? What do you actually want people to know or do or say, or, you know, what effect are you trying to have on whatever audience it is? And it can be everybody, right? Even in that room, you have a joint, you have interagency, you have civilian, you have, you know, very few actual soldiers. I can't say one thing to that entire crowd and have everyone take it away and do the same thing with that. So understanding what do you actually want, and then who gets you what you want, and then what content resonates best with them. And sometimes you have to be willing to say, you know, I'm not talking to this other audience, and that's okay, right? Somebody's gonna be like, well, I didn't like that content. Well, it wasn't for you. Like, you know, yeah. If it's about a professional development seminar or something, I want to increase attendance to this forum, for example. The content that needs to come out needs to be things that will increase attendance to the forum. And somebody comes and says, why are you talking about that? That's dumb. That's not important. It's like, well, are you coming to the forum anyway? And like, well, I was never going to go to that. I'm like, okay, I don't care. Like, then I don't need you to like this content because you're not going to get the intent. You're not going to achieve the intent. You're not going to give me the effect I'm looking for. And I think that it's easier to just start posting, hey, I want to highlight training. For what? I mean, yes, I'll post the training pictures, sir, ma'am. I promise I'll do it. Can you tell me, help me understand why? And then I think our effect when we go to assess it will be better overall.
Okay. And you mentioned assessment. What let's talk about two quick things. Mm-hmm. One, how do you measure engagement? How do you assess engagement? Specifically for the Sergeant Major of the Army, how did you assess engagement? And then the second part of the question is, how do you think people in our career field should be assessing engagement? Because I'm sure it's slightly different depending on the tactics, right?
Sure. And again, it goes back to what are you trying to achieve? If my end state is to improve recruiting, and I'm just making this up. If I am trying to improve recruiting and I have the Sergeant Major of the Army as my messaging platform, what message delivered to what audience helps me improve recruiting? And so maybe that's something about, maybe it's telling his story where he went to college for a semester and was trying to figure out how he was going to pay for his second year and talked to a recruiter and now 36 years later, he's retiring as the Sergeant Major of the Army. Like, okay, that story, that's a conduit, that's a piece of content that I can use and deliver it to somebody who may be in a similar situation and say, hey, you know, maybe you're in a spot where you don't know what you want to do, or you're trying to figure out how do you pay for college. You know, here's my story. I thought the same thing, and I come to find out I loved it. Maybe you don't love it. Maybe you do come and do your one enlistment and then you leave. that's great. It doesn't matter if you do 3 years or 30 years, we're happy to have you. You know, there's a place for you in the Army, and you know, maybe you learned something about yourself on the way. And so how do you measure that? Well, in my opinion, if one person, if I post that, you know, takes me maybe a couple of minutes to think about what to say, get a post out there. If one individual says, wow, that really, maybe you're right. Maybe I should go join the Army. Like, boom, that's one person that, you know, maybe joined the Army that wouldn't have otherwise. And that was the effect I was trying to have. I want to increase, maybe I got it. It was one person. So I would get really frustrated when, you know, people would kind of criticize the tactic when, you know, they're not the person who's going to achieve my effect anyway. The perfect example of that is there's a program, and, you know, I'm recalling this, so apologies if it's not exact, but essentially speaking, there are places around America, typically fire stations, police stations, where you can go and they will give you a gun lock. They will just hand you a free lock for your pistol. And so when we think about eliminating suicide across the force, and we know that lethal means safety is one aspect of that, and that these decisions are often very impulsive and they're very in the moment, and that any space you can put in between a decision to try to end your life via suicide, via gun, and any amount of time that you can add between having that loaded weapon in your hand pointed toward your body, you will decrease the likelihood that somebody actually does it. So a gun lock is a way to add more time between decision and action. So by saying, hey, there's a way to go get a free gun lock, and you know, here's how to do it. Click this link for more information. That tweet literally takes 20 seconds to type and post. And if one person clicks that link and goes and finds a spot and gets a gun lock, that's a victory for me. So when I get a comment then that's like, oh, you think that this is going to end suicide in the Army? Nope, I don't. I don't think that. But you know what? It was free to tweet. It took me 20 seconds. And if one person goes and gets a gun lock today, I'm spiking the ball in the end zone. Because that's all we, that was the effect that we were trying to have. And so it's, the problem is it's hard to consistently measure that way. And it's a lot easier to look at quantitative measurement and be like, wow, that post only had 100 engagements on it. Maybe we shouldn't post like that. Well, I don't know. What of those 100, how quality were those 100 engagements? You know, well, this post had 10,000 engagements. I'm like, okay, but did anybody, you know, if it's a, it's a cool picture and someone just goes, wow, that's a cool picture, like, is that the effect you wanted? I mean, I don't know, maybe it was. But it goes back to figuring out, what do you want to achieve? What are you actually driving to? And then understanding how much closer are you getting to those effects that you want to have? And there's no one-size-fits-all measurement for that.
Wow. Yeah. You opened up a whole new box that I hadn't really thought of going into this. And that is, I'll ask you this question. Do you think that units should be, units in the Army or organizations should be on social media just for the sake of being on social media?
No.
Why not?
It, again, what are you trying to achieve? Right? Does that align with your communication objectives? The Sergeant Major of the Army did not have an official Facebook page. We were not going to, I was not going to do it. And I was very clear from day one, we're not starting one. It doesn't align with our communication objectives. I'm not building an audience on Facebook because the way that environment is structured is very decentralized. You know, in my experience, the kind of what I've observed is people join Facebook groups and they go to their Facebook groups and they engage in their groups. I don't have time to go find 100 groups that apply to my, you know, and figure out where my target audience is inside of these dozens and dozens of Facebook groups that I don't even know exist because a lot of them are private. It didn't align. And so, you know, when you say, hey, we should have a Facebook page. Okay, why? What do you actually want to do with that Facebook page? And maybe there is a very valid reason. You know, I look at the some units that have very, like, you know, the 82nd Airborne Division, for example. We leveraged Facebook because it was a very well developed, it was very mature platform. We had a lot of followers. That's where we had a lot of our target audience at. And luckily, the content was quality. So, you know, we knew that we could engage our audience effectively in that medium. When I went to Futures Command, I would have been perfectly fine shutting the Facebook page down. And, you know, I even advocated at one point for, you know, hey, I want to see a headline that says, you know, this unit becomes the first major Army unit to deactivate their Facebook page. And I think that there was some value in that because we weren't getting, you know, when you look at what we were trying to achieve, you know, on social media at Futures Command, one of the big things was recruiting talent. Well, the talent we wanted, we were not finding them on Facebook. So we had invested really heavily in LinkedIn. And so we had a very good LinkedIn presence. And, you know, when you're trying to do both things, again, time is finite. What are you trying to accomplish? I would have rather taken all my time and been able to invest it in LinkedIn and not even had to worry about Facebook. Just cut it loose. It's not getting what I need. It doesn't align to my objectives or the command's objectives. That doesn't align to that intent. So any attention put on it is actually kind of a waste, and it takes away from the things that are being effective.
Mm, I like that. And that comes back to one of your points during the forum, which was find your audience. Mm-hmm. So you're saying, you know, if I'm at Fifth MPAT and I want to start a social media presence,
sure.
Why am I starting a social media presence, and where is the target audience that I'm trying to find? I wish more people thought about it like that. I really do.
Well, it's hard to defend that position sometimes too. And yeah, I wasn't successful at Futures Command. They still have a Facebook page. And so it can be, and I think that's where a lot of PAOs get really frustrated is that we have good ideas. We think all of our ideas are so good and like, this is going to change it. And like, if you would just let me, whatever, then everything would be better. I would caution people not to fall in that trap because the way it goes, you just can't, you know, there are still some limitations to your operating environment. There's, you know, you can't go into some spaces. You have to kind of operate within these, not constraints, but just limiting factors, just considerations while you're operating. So, you know, don't fall into that trap of, well, if you would just let me have a TikTok, everything would be great. I don't know. Maybe it would. Maybe it wouldn't. But hey, guess what? Here's your planning consideration. No TikTok. So figure out, like, that's not a tool you get in your box. So figure out how we're going to build this bridge to get from where we at to where we want to be. You don't get TikTok. You get all these other things, build the bridge, figure it out.
Right. Let's see. A couple things that struck out, you know, questions people were asking. Yeah, you said in the forum, online is not this place for you. I heard you say that, and you just kind of reiterated that a little bit. Some other things that you mentioned that I wanted to bring up a little bit was, I think Sergeant Major Grinston has had one of the best social media presences in recent history. Well, I mean, recent history.
It's pretty recent.
Yeah, and social media is pretty recent anyway. But he's had one of the best presences. Mm-hmm. And you did some of that through Reddit, through Twitter, or X now, whatever sure. We want to call it. Something you mentioned in that is risk and risk management. Mm-hmm. And so you're posting a lot of memes, and some might call them spicy. But Can you talk me through real quick going, hey, Sergeant Major, how about this meme? It seems like he's got a light sense of humor, so I would assume he'd find it comical or funny. So can you talk me through, like, if I want to have that kind of presence for my command,
sure.
For my commander or for my unit, what are the kind of the steps that you go into
yeah.
to ask the Sergeant Major of the Army, if you can post a spicy Bernie meme, you know?
Yeah. I think it goes back to, you know, developing your online presence needs to have a persona of sorts. When you're doing this for an individual, that's very simple. That's their person, whoever they are, that's the persona. You know, how do they talk? How do they respond to questions? How do they respond to criticism? How do they, you know, what are the things that are important to them, and how are they kind of communicating these things? For an organization, it's a little bit more challenging. You kind of have to, I always recommend that people really sit down and almost develop like a, you know, like a dating profile for their organization as a thought exercise. Is this a man or woman? Is it how old are they? You know, where are they from? What's their education level? What are they into? What's the last book they read? What's their Netflix playlist look like? You know, what was their Spotify top 10 last year? You can get very granular into this and kind of figure out who is this individual as a person. And then that kind of helps you shape your content strategy because now you know how this individual would talk. You know how this individual would communicate. You know, the Bernie meme as an example was, you know, how I look when your soldiers ask for beards. And, you know, the beards question was just, it was so played. And it was just, you know, we're kind of just really got to a point where I was like so over it. And, you know, this meme flares up and the whole purpose of the meme is just being, you know, I'm so over this, whatever this is. And so, you know, what is Sergeant Major of the Army over? He's over beard questions. So now you see there's a, you know, I know his personality. I have an opportunity here and there's a natural fit to kind of be relatable and take advantage of this opportunity in a way that's still authentic. And not forced, maybe a little forced, but you know, I think people would kind of see that and be like, oh, okay, yeah, he's obviously in on the trend, but yeah, that's a pretty good application of the trend. And so to really answer the question, you have to understand that brand persona that you want to convey, and then you look for those opportunities. And sometimes, you know, it is a meme and that it might not fit everybody. But he, like you said, Sergeant Major of the Army, he really did have a good sense of humor and, you know, that opened up the door to us to be able to do this a little more authentically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for anybody listening, I am definitely going to be starting a Dinfo's, Tinder profile. Swipe right, you know, I'm just kidding. All right. One question that, my producer just handed me was, Sergeant Major PAO became a panic button on Reddit.
Okay.
You addressed it in the past, but was it on purpose?
This is really hard because the one thing that we never wanted to be was a bat signal for, you know, bad leadership, for soldiers in distress. Really, the intent there was to show, hey, anybody could do this, but nobody is. Whatever this is, you know, anybody could have helped the soldier with the $630,000 hospital bill. And what we found was a lot of people were trying to help the soldier. It just wasn't getting to the level that it needed to get that resolution. And it was starting to cause a lot of anxiety for that soldier, leading to the post on Reddit. We never wanted to replace the chain of command. As a matter of fact, very, very rarely did any of those engagements on Reddit actually go to, you know, direct Sergeant Major of the Army, direct to soldier, direct to resolution. It was always, hey, give us more information. Let us understand what's going on. Who have you talked to about this? What have they said? Where are you running into issues? And then from there, I can kind of redirect it to the right part of the chain of command and say, a soldier is having this issue. Here's what they've tried. And here's what's not working. Can someone please look into it? And it was never a, hey, go fix this pay issue. It was never a, hey, you know, hey, soldier, call me directly. I'm going to fix it for you. It was always, you know, hey, what's going on? What have you tried? Okay, that makes sense. Okay, no, have you tried this? You know, the number of times where it looks like we were engaging and fixing problems for soldiers actually pales in comparison to the number of times we said, hey, did you talk to your leadership about this? And like, well, no, I don't know what to do. Okay, why don't you call your squad leader, call your first sergeant, and just be like, hey, here's an issue that I'm having. And here's the stress that it's causing on me. I don't know what to do. And we were able to really resolve a lot more issues that way than the, hey, you know, I'm going to go ahead and intervene here. Now, I don't know, Staff Sergeant Cool, who do you call at TRICARE when you get a medical bill from a hospital?
The TRICARE number.
Right, exactly. There's an 800 number. You sit on hold for hours. Like you have, if your soldier's going through that, you have probably exhausted your limits of what you can do as a staff sergeant, right? And so I think that a lot of times we were seeing good NCOs, good leaders doing what they can and just, I don't know what to do now. Or, you know, it's there is a little bit of, you want me to call the division sergeant major? Like I'm a squad leader. That's not a normal thing for a division, you know, for a soldier to do to reach up to that high level. for us, it's a little bit different. Hey, you know, Sergeant Major, this soldier's having this issue. Here's what they're trying. It's not working. Can somebody look into it? That's an email that takes three sentences, and you know, they say, yep, we'll look into it. And they engage the chain of command kind of a little bit closer to the problem. And we got really good results that way.
Mm. Yeah. Did you find a lot of times with these Sergeant Major PAO panic button issues, did you find a lot of times where you're leaning on your experience as an NCO to answer them and then just back briefing Sergeant Major Grinston?
Yes. Yeah. And so here's kind of the methodology there. Imagine, if you will, like this, they say Reddit's like the digital smoke pit, right? If I, Sergeant First Class Will Rainier, am walking past a smoke pit and Staff Sergeant Cool is sitting there talking to one of his buddies about this problem his soldier's having. He's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, the hospital sent him this huge bill and we tried to call TRICARE and like nobody's really getting, what am I going to do, Sergeant First Class Rainier? Like, what am I actually going to do? Am I going to keep walking or am I going to stop and engage on that issue? This is not anything novel to social media. We used Reddit. We translated what the Sergeant Major of the Army is telling the Army to do. All we did is translate that into a language that Reddit understands. There's nothing different there. That is SMA Grinston and what he's trying to say when he tells you to be an engaged leader, get to know your people, understand why they're stressed out and why they can't train or why they're not performing to their highest level, and engage and be a leader and do something about it. So this idea that, you know, we're doing social media so differently, or, you know, it was, you know, this amazing social media approach. No, it was just leadership the whole time. It was just his leadership philosophy translated to a digital audience. That's it. And that is the secret sauce. It doesn't happen without him. It doesn't happen without the leader saying, this is what we're going to do. This is how leaders act. This is how our organization functions. And then you get somebody like a PAO who says, that's what leaders do. That's how this organization functions. I'm going to translate this and I'm going to own this in my domain. Hmm. And really, that's what we want any leader to do. And it doesn't I just happen to show, here's how a PAO can do that. You know, I want to see the logistician do it. I want to see the S1 clerk do it. I want to see the cook and the DFAC do it. I want that cook to own their domain and have the best stinking chicken cordon bleu, like in the entire Army. Right? Like, where's that? And so that would be the one thing that I would hope that people got out of this. It's nothing about being a good communicator. It's very little to do with social media. It really is just goes back to foundational leadership and how do we act as leaders? How do we, you know, how do we want our organization? What's the culture we want in our organization? And how do we apply that within our domain?
Very interesting. Now, I've got just two quick questions for you to kind of wrap up. The first one, you just mentioned, you know, taking the commander's intent or the persona's intent, in your case, Sergeant Major of the Army Grinston, taking that intent and taking that leadership and just translating it to social media.
Yep.
Now, personally, I think you did that well. I haven't heard anybody bad talk you.
I'll provide those examples.
That's great.
I'll send you those.
But what I've found in my going on 17 years in public affairs now, what I've found is that a lot of units will just say, hey, Sergeant Diamond, you're brand new to the unit. You're young. You're hip. Here, you're in charge of our social media.
Mm-hmm.
But Sergeant Diamond's an idiot. Like, let's just face it. He doesn't know how to pick up and use a smartphone. So one of the things that I think you can speak to a little bit is finding the right person to run that social media account.
Sure.
So what kind of advice would you give to units and or leaders that want to have this social media presence, mm-hmm. that have an intent? What would you say to them about picking their social media person?
Mm. Yeah, that's really tough because sometimes in the Army, you kind of just get who's assigned to you. And you know, maybe you catch lightning in a bottle, maybe you got to find it. Ultimately, though, what it boils down to is, again, if you understand where you're trying to go and whoever is, you know, the thumbs for that account, knows the end state, understands that persona, I think you'll find yourself in good shape. And I talked about this a little bit in the forum when we talk about risk. there's two sides of it. It's how much risk are your leaders willing to underwrite? And then as the practitioner, how much of that risk are you willing to kind of, receive or, to use? You know, it doesn't, do you get, if the leader's saying, hey, like, get out there, be engaging, take some risk. If they give you this bank account and then, you never make a withdrawal on it, then, what are you doing? And I'm not saying go drain your bank account, like in the figurative bank account here. You have to earn that every day. You have to continue to make deposits into that trust bank, because one day you're going to want to make that withdrawal and you're going to know that hey, this is something we should engage on. This is a significant issue, and you're going to want to have that kind of balance ready. But you also have to be willing to make that withdrawal. You can't just say, well, I got $100 in there. I need 99, but gosh, then I'll only have one. You guess, hey, why are you building up this trust? Why are you, building up this rapport where you are being empowered to make decisions if you're not going to make a decision in the moment? And I saw a little bit of that, and I'll be the first to admit I didn't get it right every time. There were a few times where, it's like, yeah, I made the wrong decision here. And I'll live with the consequences, whatever those consequences are. Where I'll give SMA Grinson credit is, he said, hey, that was the wrong decision. We're not doing that. Don't let that affect your ability to do your job. Get back out there. And so, maybe as the lesson there for leaders is, if you're going to give somebody that authority, if you're going to put somebody in charge of whatever, if you're going to give them their little slice of the field to tend, are you going to let them tend it? Or are you going to come back and, say, hey, yep, that looks good. And then the next day say, nope, that wasn't good. And then the next day they're going to go, well, dang it. Like, was it good or was it not good? And they're going to start to question themselves. So you have to be able to not just to underwrite the risk, not just to empower them, but to actually let them, let them go out and maybe they make a mistake. Hmm. And now there's a limit to that, right? Someone's going like way off the rails, I'm not saying just let them keep going, but that's where the counseling and the coaching and the mentorship really comes into play. And that's what we're responsible for as NCOs.
Hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So last little bit, is there anything else you'd like to add?
We could talk forever.
Well, then I will ask you our official DINFOS podcast question. What to you is the DINFOS way?
The DINFOS way is being a master of the fundamentals, just being a mastering those basics so that when you get out into the field, all of those things that you have to do, whether it's, photography, videography, your composition, your focus, your white balance, your exposure, right? It's mastering those fundamentals so that they become so routine that you're not thinking about those and you can actually think about whatever else you're trying to achieve there. So if I'm not having to sit there and like really stare down my camera to get the right setting or, auto, that's good enough. Like if I'm so focused on that, what am I missing in the environment that's going to help me be, a better public affairs NCO, a better storyteller, find that other angle. So to me, the DINFOS way is just being that master of the fundamentals. And then to the point where you don't have to think about the fundamentals, and it opens you up to be able to look at all the other possibilities. And I hope that's something that I've been able to do throughout my career and has kind of been, in my opinion, that's what's made the difference in my careers is, I'm not saying I'm a master of the fundamentals, but saying I know what I need to do. And now I know that so well, I don't have to think about that. Let's think about this training that I'm in. What's the story here? What is the opportunity here? And how do I tell that in a way that engages the audience?
Mm. That's a good answer. That's a good answer. I like it.
Put it on the wall.
What's that? Put it on the wall.
Let's put it on the wall.
Let's just glue it up there. All right. Well, Sergeant Rainier, thank you for joining us today. Thank you for coming to the Social Media Forum, and thank you for joining us on the DINFOS Way podcast.
Thanks for pulling me over. I really appreciate this. This is a great studio. You guys are awesome at what you do, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how this specific program can grow. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.